Thank you for everyone that committed to this drafting team. Quite obviously, it's not, as people might traditionally recognise, a study group or a working group or a long-term exercise. This is an output of the, correct me if I'm wrong, Bart, but an output of the CCNSO triage system where we have particular responses, particular ways that we respond or get back to requests for comment. In this case, because quite a number of members expressed the desire to participate in drafting a response before it goes to the broader CCNSO membership, that's why we've established this group. So that means that our timeframes are pretty tight. It means that our exercise is not to deliberate too extensively on existing materials or dim, dark history materials, but rather to look at the current document in front of us and develop a CCNSO response ASAP as possible. Clarify that, but what is the absolute deadline for the output of this drafting team? You've indicated it's the end of next week, perhaps, for people to make some first comments back to this group, but then ultimately, what's the end game?
The end game, say that there are two, I think there are two dates which are important. The most important one is when the drafting or when the geographic regions working group expects feedback from the SOs and AECs, and the announcement of the SOs and AECs or from the geographic working group is on the screen on the Adobe Room, and they expect 90 days after conclusion of the Durban meeting to discuss the working group's recommendation with their community. So we have a full 90 days. I don't know whether it's working days or 90 days, calendar months, but think about it, 3 months after Durban. So that will take us up to probably end of October, if I'm correct.
Yeah, look, I'd read those dates in the report myself and was wondering just whether at staff level that had been clarified what
no, but I can
90
check
days after Durban meant.
Yeah, but I can check this, and I think knowing the geographic regions working group and how they work, they want input before the Buenos Aires meeting, so by end October would be nice, would be very good, and especially if we indicate we're working on it. Now, so that's the first timeline. The second timeline is depends a bit on how long, a drafting process takes, and so from drafting teams. And that is depends on the topics and the urgency. Yeah, that can go up to 8 weeks, but in principle, there are 3 weeks which are used to consult with the council and with the community in order to reach an end game. So effectively, is if we would start today, my guess is we would have around 3 weeks to produce a draft to be submitted to the council for their review.
Okay, thank you, Bart. I apologise for starting with the logistics, but sometimes identifying, particularly when we're a short-term, short-time-frame drafting team, it's appropriate to work out when we need to provide what by. So for the benefit of Chris, Sasha and Henry, I think it's pretty obvious that we need to get moving quite quickly. For the purposes of this call, my only intention was to ask to make sure that everybody's read through the final document that has been provided. This has a very, very long history, and mercifully Christina's email provided most of that. But this started, what, back in about 2005, or was it 6? It was a CCNSO initiative, and the board working group then came out of that. The CCNSO delivered a report as far back as 2007, didn't they?
I think that's my recollection as well. I wasn't even involved at the time.
Your name was off on the stock. But no, look, I mean, what I'm making clear for the participants on this is that this is a very, very long process. based upon a decision that ICANN took at around 2000 regarding how it established its geographic region. It was appropriate at the time. There were concerns at the time. Those concerns have evolved. Some people have grown accustomed to or are quite happy with the way geographic regions in ICANN work now, but there are still some comments and concerns. This was a project that initially initiated, that came out of the CCNSO. It was a working group, I believe, that then made recommendations to the board, and then by about 2009, I think, the board said that it established the working group whose output we are commenting on upon now. Back in 2011, there was a draft report from this group which the CCNSO responded to, and Christina quite kindly attached that to the email that went around to everyone a couple of days ago. That document is kind of useful to read because it's short, it's only 2 pages, and it outlines the CCNSO's views at the time. So we shouldn't be too cautious about the fact that this is a creature that was originally created of the CCNSO. But back in 2011, we were making general statements as a collective from the council about geographic diversity being a really important issue, that possibly changes are merited. However, overall, we need to be cautious about side effects, and special interest groups may or may not work, and there may be a need for organisations, SOs or ACs, or specific countries or territories to self-define where they fit within the ICANN framework. The overall theme being that we need to be flexible about how we use this model going forward, or any changes that we propose. If you have the time, it's worthwhile reading the report, the draft final report the group put out in 2011 versus what the current one looks like now. And even if that simply means the executive summary, that talks about things like geographic diversity being important as a fundamental principle. It talks about, even though things may have changed over time, ICANN largely still adheres to principles of geographic diversity. And now, currently, the working group says that wholesale changes, I think is their word, massive changes to the way ICANN's geographic regions framework's not merited, because as the issue has evolved over time, people have increasingly come to realise that any slight change might have massive implications for the CCNSO, board structure, ALAC, the way ALAC works, the way ALAC is structured, the way ALAC's travel funding works. So there's a whole bunch of things that hang off that. At this stage, I'm noting that the response from the CCNSO back in 2011 was a couple of pages long. I don't believe that we need to aim for much more than that now, but it needs to be considered and comprehensive. So really the only purpose of this call was to, from my perspective, I will be carrying the pen with Bart's assistance as much as possible, but just wanted to check, are there any particular comments anyone had, any concerns they had, and if not, just to direct people to have a good thorough read of this current final report to see if we can provide some input within the timelines Bart identified. Are there any comments from anyone either on the phone or in the Adobe room? Oh, that being the case, that makes life quite easy. But any disagreements with the processes we've sort of talked about going forward, I would propose that I'll send a note to all members. We don't have a mailing list, but I'll send a note to everyone to flag the fact that we had a call today, to outline what I've said on this call, that everyone's encouraged to read certain documents as provided by Christina, and to provide their comments back on it by the end of next week. Does that sound good to you, Bart?
That sounds good. And what I'll do is I'll make sure that, say, in more elaborate timelines, and everybody's aware of the time pressures.
Okay.
And I'll check with staff about the, say, the full 90 days, what it means.
Yeah, look, that's all we need. To be absolutely clear, as I said before, what the end game is, what 90 days after Durban means, and then from there we rewind and work out how long we need for adequate member consultation, council consideration, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and probably, say, and that depends a bit on the comments we, say, that the members of the drafting team have, say if it's very fundamental disagreement, yeah, then we need more time. That's fairly clear.
Well, given that I'm, for better or for worse, holding the pen on this exercise and leading the discussion, my preliminary reading of the current document, this is for the benefit of those on the line, and then I'll also share this with members of the group on, drafting team, via email, is that what we have now in 2013 has gone through a lot, many, many iterations. The point I was trying to make before is that this has been a long process already. That doesn't mean we need to hurry to the end, but the current document that's in front of us is considerably refined, and for the most part reflects the comments that CCNSO made back in 2011. It looks, you know, particularly balanced. There's not a lot of particular points of concern. And what I really want people to do is if they have input to make, could it please reflect the content of the current final report? It's very clearly delineated, paragraph-wise, etc. If comments can be tied back into that, that will make our drafting process really, really effective. So, again, as Bart mentioned, it will be more difficult for us if people are fundamentally opposed to particular sections. If they can refer to them, great, that would make it a lot easier. I won't propose another conference call time at this stage, because if everyone says, hey, we're relatively happy with this and we're happy with a simple response, then there may be limited need for one more call. But I will send a note around and make sure that everybody's aware, supplementary materials, Bart sent around, that we'll be looking for comments from everyone by the end of next week.
Yeah.
And at the risk of taking up any more airtime, are there any more comments? Did anyone want to add anything today?
Paul, this is Henry.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
Good. Not bad. I'm just wondering, because this is probably my first time that I really look at the final report in detail. And I'm not sure if my reading is correct. It seems that the working group is now proposing going to a RIR framework with the condition that different SO can decide if they want to opt in for this transition. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe you're right, and if I can scratch Bart's memory that far back, I don't believe that is so very different from what the 2011 draft report said. In that one, they talked about the fact that ICANN doesn't necessarily adhere to a particular UN description of regional, of regions, and that it differed in particular areas, and therefore it might not be easy to use a specific existing definition, but the best that they could currently find was the RIR model. So, yes, that is my reading. I agree with you, Henry, but that's not that different from what they said in 2011.
And then what they've done in this report is going back to the RER, say, based on the feedback they received, is they do not adopt or not suggest that region anymore, given the need to split current regions.
Okay. So my follow-up question would be, does or have CCNSO ever had a view on rather they are going to opt in for this transition or not? Because I've not been following that aspect of the CCNSO view, so I would like to know that, if it's possible to tell at this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now you're really going back in the corporate memory, Henry, but that is a good question. I note that I remember that the CCNSO's previous response talked about supporting the broad principles of geographic diversity and then being cautious about the implications of particular changes. I know the CCNSO talked about flexibility that is in the RIR model with good. I might, as we say in politics here in Australia, have to take that one on notice unless you remember, but I don't have the words in front of me.
That's the fortunate thing of reading it through. If you may recall, depends. Say they suggested, in fact, two things. First of all, say changing the whole structure to the RER model, because that was, say, for operational purpose. If I'm correct, they leave that out. Say they want to maintain the current structure or delineation of regions. But secondly, and that is more importantly, and that's a major change in the report itself, at the time they had a opt-out of changing the regions, while the CCNSO and others indicated there should be an opt-in mechanism.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And in this report is what they say is, therefore they've changed it, say, maintain the current structures, but it should be more rigorous applied. And there are some suggestions there, so to make it more clearly where some territories are linked. And there is an opt-in to change of regions, but that is done, it's not ICANN that proposes it. It should be done by the territory or country itself. And this reflects almost the current mechanism of the CCNSO, where we do have an opt-in where territories or countries could change of region. It has never happened, but they could.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I imagine that if there's not much change from the draft before, I mean the working group report.
There are two fundamental changes. See, the fundamental changes are, say, at the time they proposed the RER regional structure, which is a major difference from the current one.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Say, what would happen, and they're in the report. If you read the report, you'll see that they've used a couple of examples. Say, it would have major impact on the Asian-Pacific region,
yep,
because the Middle East would split off from the Asian-Pacific and would go to Europe.
Yes.
A second major change would be for the Latin America or for the Caribbean region, because that would be split between North America and South America, while currently it is mainly part of, with the exception of the U.S. islands, it's part of Latin America or Europe. That's the interesting one.
Mm.
And they're part of Europe because of, say, there are two rules currently. One is the UN rule. I would say Caribbean islands either belong to North America or South America. But then you have a citizen or residence rule where, it's a bit colonial, but it's territories or countries like the Cayman Islands belong to Europe based on a link with the UK. And with regard to that link, if they want to change, they could, based on the opt-in mechanism, they could opt for changing to another one, to Latin America or to North America. That's my read of it.
Okay, I get it.
So these are two major changes if you compare it with the and this is based on the feedback provided by the community between the draft final report and this final report. So have a look at the final report to understand, and if you maybe that's something we need to do, Paul, or which I suggest, is if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask them and send them to the email list. And if you have comments or whether they are in support of the suggestions or you have issues with the suggestions, with the recommendations, and particularly in the final paragraphs, say, on the executive summary, it's an interesting report anyway. It captures the history very well. But send that to the list.
Yeah, it certainly does. And again, the only other important part that would be worth noting is what you captured there, that even though the comments from the CCNSO are 2 years old or nearly 2 years old, some of those, it just shows how the CCNSO said, expressed concerns about the opt-out model and expressed support for opt-in, how that's been picked up and already heard by the working group and been factored as part of the final report. But look, again, I appreciate Christina sent those elements around, but perhaps with a bit more context we can send that around to the group and I'll provide that as a background for commentary from everyone. Even if it's questions, even if it's historical questions, this has been a very long process. And I quite likely may have some of my own, but once we have the timeline established by BART, I think everyone can hopefully look at providing their preliminary comments or questions by the end of next week. And everything you raise, Henry, is great. Look, if that answer is not adequate for you, then post it to everyone again, and that's the whole purpose of having a drafting team, so that we can collectively deliberate over it.
Yes, actually my question will be actually a quick one. Are we anticipating that this draft we are trying to work on now would follow the basic principle of the CCNSO comments from back in 2011? Or do we anticipate any major change in views from the CCNSO at this time?
The fundamental principles, if you read through the CCNSO comments back in 2011, the fundamental principles that was based upon was very high-level things about recognising the need for diversity in ICANN and that current mechanisms... Well, look, at the time, CCNSO said current mechanisms should be maintained. But all of these views are open for discussion and for consideration. The whole purpose of having a draft of interested stakeholders that we can exchange ideas quite openly. There's no prerequisite for us to necessarily adhere to a comment that we made precisely 2 years ago in response to a previous report. We're not limited, Henry, and while some of the fundamental principles aren't likely to change, the rest of it is largely up to us. What I will note is it reflects what Bart said. If there is vehement opposition to something that's in the final report, if there's some strongly held views that are not aligned with what the report recommends, then that is going to require greater to and fro. That's an administrative process for us. That's a negotiation discussion we need to have, and that actually means we need to get moving much faster. But as with other groups that we've had, there's no expectation that we necessarily need to align with the view of December 2011. We need to take note of it. Let's not contradict ourselves too much, but acknowledging a lot of time's passed and views can evolve, depending on the current debate. So it's a long way of saying, look, we're not bound to what we said in December 2011.
And maybe Henry, just for so you understand how the process works, and that will be in an additional email I'll send, is, look, this is a drafting team. The drafting team will submit a initial draft when the team agrees to the CCNSO Council. The CCNSO Council will look at it, and they have a couple of days, and if they agree, it will be sent to the CCTLD community or the CCNSO membership, and if they need to agree as well. So you get widening circles and more feedback and input from the community as well. And only if the CCTLD community or the CCNSO membership agrees, it will become a CCNSO statement. So there are checks and balances in place. So don't be afraid to, if you feel the need to diverse and you want to raise it, there are checks and balances in place anyway.
Thank you, Bob and Paul. That is excellent. I think that is a good way forward, and it's basically about my, you know, not being aware of the process and the history of.
And in that sense, it's very good that you all participate, because fortunately there are some a lot of new members. And so they get, we probably need to explain the process at some time again. But say, it's don't be scared or whatsoever, or shy of expressing yourself. There are checks and balances in place anyway. And it's not Paul and me, it's just the procedure and the process itself.
and to just reiterate what Bart said, I'm just about as neutral a pen holder as it can be. If I've got any sort of particular talent in drafting a response, it's from a completely neutral approach. As you'll appreciate, Henry, it was me doing a lot more with country and territory names in this particular case. I haven't been an active CCNSO participant in the working group or the work that preceded that. So it gives us the opportunity to have a fresh set of eyes, and the more questions people ask, the more useful a response will develop. But at this stage, I think that's probably about as much as we can cover today, with the undertaking that the action items are for Bart to define a slightly more, to clarify the timeline that we need to work to, and for me to send a note to all the members of the list to highlight that first deadline being sort of a week's time, where preliminary comments would be very welcome. Were there any other comments or input now? Henry, broadly happy with all of that?
Very, very happy. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks for your time. Bart, did you have anything else to add?
No, maybe just Sasha and Chris. Any questions, comments, either say or use the chat? Chris, no. Sasha? No? Okay, then we... Chris is happy.
I see that. Look, thank you very much for all of you for your time. As I said, at this stage, we won't schedule another call. Let's see what the next week gives us in terms of input and preliminary views, and if there's much to talk about, we'll schedule something as soon as we can. Happy with that, Bart?
Yeah, I am.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you all for your time, and catch up with you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.